And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 31st of May, 2010, Memorial Day. Day to honor American soldiers died in military service. There are about 25 towns and cities that claim to have held the first Memorial Day. We don't know where it started. It evolved after the Civil War to honor the Union dead and was not declared a national holiday until 1971. One of the largest parades in the country is the National Memorial Day Parade in Washington, D.C. Starts at 2 o'clock, marching bands and floats. And the honored guest is Edith Shane. She's the woman in that famous photograph of a sailor kissing a nurse in Times Square on VJ Day, 1945. The annual Memorial Day Parade in Portsmouth, Virginia, in its 126th year, starts at 11 this morning. There's a big parade in Queens, New York, the Little Neck Douglaston Memorial Day Parade. It's the birthday of Walt Whitman, born in West Hills on Long Island, 1819. His father, an unemployed carpenter who tried farming for a while, then moved the family into Brooklyn when the little boy was 4 years old. He was the second of nine children. They moved around a lot, didn't have much money, went to public school. Brooklyn was booming at the time. The population tripled between 1800 and 1820. It had factories and gas lights and a city hall and a downtown. And it had ferry boats that carried people to work in Manhattan across the East River. And the boy liked to take that crossing and visit museums. Eventually wrote a poem about it, Crossing Brooklyn Ferry. It was on this day, 1790, Congress enacted the United States Copyright Law, which gave authors exclusive rights to publish and sell their books, maps, and charts for a period of 14 years, and you could renew it for another 14. Noah Webster campaigned for the copyright law because people were selling pirated editions of his dictionary. In the last 30 years, copyright law has expanded, includes cable TV, computer software, tapes, CDs, DVDs, and MP3s. And in 1998, copyrights were extended from 50 years to 70. And it was on this day in 1669 that Samuel Pepys wrote the last entry in his diary. He thought he was going blind, and he thought he was soon to die. His eyesight got better after a few months, and he lived another 33 years, but never wrote in his diary again. Here's a poem for today entitled Memorial Day, a poem by Dennis Carraher. High school band, Memorial Day, country cemetery, marched all the way. We stood in formation, took off our caps, stood with the nation. We played taps. Year before Kennedy, year before King, last year I cared about anything. But for that moment, we were one, honoring soldiers at Arlington. Notes drifted across the plain, swallows signaled oncoming rain, station wagons, pickup trucks rescued us, then turned to rust. We put on new uniforms, crisp, creased, tattered, well-worn. Some forget where we come from, some come to rest in Arlington. When he was 12, took my only son, lost ourselves in the Smithsonian, then Abraham above the mall, then raised our hands, touched the wall. Headstone horizon, eternal flame, unknown, lie with familiar names, sacrificed daughters and sons, so I could cry at Arlington. A poem by Dennis Carraher, Memorial Day, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.